The poll comes out. I know coaches aren't into polls because if you're picked first, you're going to say it's just a poll. And if you're picked fifth, you're going to say it's just a poll.
Yeah.
So what does the poll mean to you? What do you say to your kids? Or do you even address it with your kids?
I think we're going to grin and laugh about it. You know, I mean, last year we were picked third and we're a better team this year. So
right. What
does it really mean? I mean, we stay healthy, we're going to be fine. I mean, you look at the first 4 weeks last year and you look at the last 3 weeks, you know, and, you know, two of the teams picked ahead of us. We were able to beat down the stretch. And one of the other teams picked ahead of us was a 7-point game where we did a poor job playing the deep ball, you know, against Hawaii. So, I mean, I think when you look at it, the margin between teams is just like splitting hairs. So we're going to be just fine.
Update us on your team in terms of health-wise, and everyone wants to always know about the quarterback.
Yeah, well, you know, we're excited about Armani coming back and being healthy, and obviously, you know, the biggest thing with him is he's a dual-threat guy, right? So, you know, I guess the problem there is that puts him a little bit at risk. So you take that away from him, is he as special? Well, probably not because, you know, his legs make him great, but we got to be smart about the way in which we use him. Max Gillum, nobody really knows this yet, but he will be out for a little bit of time. He had an foot injury, so he'll be out for a couple of weeks. So, you know, late September, he'll come on back, so that makes Kenyon
late September.
Oblad.
Yeah, so that makes Oblad the clear number two. Now, they had a battle during spring, and they split the two reps the entire time, but
cool. This
kind of makes a clear cut for us. So, you know, Kenyon will, you know, get that ball at the number two spot, and I guess in a way it might be a blessing in disguise, too, because then he's going to get all those reps and really, you know, get a chance to, you know, solidify himself there, and then when Max comes back, now you got two guys really trained up. So, other than that, you know, we're really healthy. I mean, excited about the depth of the O-line. You know, glad to see Charles Williams get his opportunity to be that guy. You know, he had that chance and then broke his foot in that first game, and you know, we all saw what Lex did, so he never really got a chance to do that. So, we're excited about that. And then defensively, I think it's by far the most talented group we've had in unit. You know, linebacker depth is at an all-time high along with defensive line. So, we're excited about it.
You talked about the poll. I wanted to ask you this in terms of what you will address with your kids. And sometimes the elephant in the room has a statement. And when your AD makes a statement at the end of last year that she expects bowl eligibility, do you address that with your kids? And as the season goes on, do you think that will become a part of the narrative this year?
You know what? We've talked about getting bowl eligible for
the longest time.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, it's just something that has eluded UNLV football too many years. You know, I mean, I think what we've been, four times in 50-some-odd years. We're not worried one bit about it. We know we're a good football team. We're going to go out and we're going to focus it up. You guys know me. I'm as honest as the day is long. I could care less. We're going to go out and we're going to coach our tail off. We're going to go win a bunch of football games.
We're speaking with head coach Tony Sanchez live here at the Mountain West Conference Media Days at Green Valley Ranch. Get your tickets now for the Rebels' upcoming season at unlvtickets.com as well as 739fans. Really sad to hear about Barney Cotton.
Yeah.
I tell you what, when you guys were together and he first started out, you guys wanted to build that offensive line, and that's exactly what happened. You think about 5 years later, all the work that has been done, it all came to fruition because you guys did not only build a great offensive line, but you got depth just the way Barney kind of intended and just the way you wanted it as well.
Yeah, you know, when we first, you know, went through the process, you know, of getting the job and putting the staff together, you know, I mean, I had talked to Barney for a long time about it, and, you know, we felt like, you know, in order to build this program, we had to create a, you know, physical presence. You know, we've done that. You know, we've been, you know, right around the top 20, you know, every year in rushing and done a really good job there, and I think now the foundation's laid for us to go ahead and have many years of success as we start to open the offense up a little bit. So I talked to Barney last night. He's all broken up that he can't be a part of it. We're going to be just fine. I'm sad that he's not going to get to be on the sidelines as we go through this season because it's going to be an exciting season. So I just appreciate all the work that he's put in and the foundation he helped us lay. And he just, you know, he did a lot of really good things in helping build this program. So I hope the whole Rebel Nation is really appreciative of him.
And I think at the same time, having Justin Polu getting first-team honors, that means a lot to you from Silverado Ranch or Silverado High School, that not only you were able to go and get great players in and around the community, but see how they shine in your system. You got to be proud of that.
Oh, there's no doubt. Justin's a great kid and works. I mean, you know, with Justin coming back instead of Costa, you know, the best lineman I've ever coached, Justin Sullivan, he's special. You know, Ashton Morgan coming back and Matt Brayton. I mean, when you look at, you know, four of the five guys you started at the end of the year all coming back, so it's exciting to have that offensive line ready to roll, and Justin will be the leader of it.
When you look at the schedule, Southern Utah start, I think Arkansas State's a really pivotal game. We know what happened there last year with the weather. I think it's good that you get at Wyoming early.
Yeah.
You don't have to you never know with Laramie. It could be, I mean, who knows, but the odds are it's good weather. I think you have a kind of a gauntlet there that you look at after Wyoming. Vandy's mixed in with Boise at Fresno, home to San Diego State, before you come back against the schedule. So talk to us as you look at the schedule, what you see in terms of games that stick out, or you know, weeks that stick out that could be a little more daunting than others.
Yeah, with the two byes, it's interesting.
You have two byes.
The schedule breaks up. So the first three, agree. I think it's really important we come out of the gate fast. You know, yes. I mean, like you said, Arkansas. Well, you got to go 1-0, and then Arkansas yes. State's a real pivotal game. I mean, yeah. it was last year. I mean, you think about that. What a swing game. You know, if we were able to pull that thing away last year, it really would have kind of changed the mindset, even in those yep. last three games. You know, so. It's a very winnable game. It was a winnable game last year, so we're excited about that. You know, they have a change at the quarterback in both coordinator spots, but they're a team that traditionally goes out and wins a bunch
of
football
games.
They go to bowl yeah. games every single year, no matter you know what the year is. So yeah. We're excited about that game. That's a big one. Good to have them at home. And then, you know, Northwestern, I like that. I like that game early. You know, they're a team that gets better and better and better as the season goes on. They're a real physical team, but, you know, I like that matchup. And then you get a bye after that. And like you said, you go to Wyoming early, which is a good thing. I remember my first year, we walked off the plane, it was -1, so hopefully that's not going to happen again. So it's good to get them at that point. But then you're right. Then you hit that big stretch.
That's
you know,
a big
stretch.
You
got Boise, and then, you know, one of the tough swings is you have Vandy, you know, obviously you know, three time zones over, and then you have a quick turnaround
at
Friday
Fresno.
Game at Fresno.
It's a Friday? Like
Friday game, so you got a
That's
really
a
quick
one.
Turnaround. It really is tough, you know. But, hey, every team's going to deal with a tough little stretch, and that's going
right.
to be our tough stretch. But then you have the bye, and then you those last three, you get the Hawaii, the San Jose, and the Reno. So kind of like the way that thing's mixed up. So if we can come out of the gate strong early on, you know, go ahead and do our, you know, yeoman's work in the middle of it, and then finish strong like we did last year, I think we'll be just fine.
You can you update us on the Fertitta Football Complex? I thought it was like, what's a soft opening in September, but when would you like it? Well, I'm sure you'd like everyone in there yesterday,
yeah.
but when do you want everyone in there?
Well, I mean, again, that's going to be more up to the construction timelines and, you know, getting delivery of certain items and such. But, you know, September, we're supposed to occupy, you know, locker room, coaching locker room, training room, players' lounges, things like that. And then as you start to get to, you know, hopefully – early to mid-October, then the whole thing opens up. So the dining hall will open up, elevators will be installed. So it's just kind of a waiting game on certain items, but we'll be in there before the season's over.
We sort of got the feeling for this because your volleyball team was tweeting out pictures, so we're like, well, if they're not with Nike, they have wrong uniforms on. But you're a big uniform guy because you know more than anyone in what kids love in 2019. You're big on Twitter. You love uniforms because that's what kids love. And
yeah.
I think some older fans never get that, but if you know 18- and 19-year-olds, that's what's important to them. Mark Anderson just tweets that you've extended the shoe and apparel deal with Nike. Talk about that. Talk about how important that is to kids in 2019. When you recruit, my guess is when you recruit, kids actually ask, what do you wear? If they don't know already.
Yeah, they do. It's a big deal. I mean, yeah, you know, uniforms and different styles. And
they love that stuff.
They do love that stuff. Again, I've always said it. Recruit them with bling, keep them with substance, you know. it's a big, big deal to those guys. So Nike's been, you know, the Nike's partnership with UNLV has gone back so long. I mean, you know, back the old run and rubble days and this and that. And I think it's good and it's important, you know, that we maintain that relationship, and Nike's done a really good job. I know on the football end, just since I've been here, they've done a really good job of servicing us, and you know, and you know, great product. So we're excited to be in, you know, with Nike for, you know, the next 3 years for sure, and it's good to get that off the plate.
I want to talk to you also, go back what Clay said on the LSU. All right, they showed the locker rooms, which typical, you know, SEC was amazing, but then they showed a clip of their food line and their nutrition. That's also been huge with you since you got this job. What do they eat? What are they eating? And during the season, it's a little tougher, you know, with the control you have over them in terms of off-season and where they are. But you told me when I took the tour with you, I mean, you brought me into that dining room, which is going to be amazing, but you're going to kind of hopefully combine with the hotel and people there to make sure these kids eat well. I mean, the LSU kids, Tony, you should have seen the line and what they were eating. I mean, it was amazing. I think that's what you want for your kids. And how important is that to get kids eating right who are 18 and 19, who probably think I can eat anything I want.
Oh, no doubt. Well, it's amazing. When I was at Gorman, right, and even before that when I was at Cal High, you know, I'd go around a lot of these spring practices, you know, and just kind of tag along, watch practices all around the country.
Right.
And when they went to go eat, get the chance to go up and eat with everybody, right? And so you saw what these guys were eating in line, I mean, right after practice. I mean, the loading that they're doing. And they and then all of a sudden you get a chance to come to UNLV, and it doesn't exist. And everything that you've seen all over the country, I'm like, it doesn't exist for us. Some teams in the Mountain West have it, some teams don't. But one of the biggest things that we've talked about is diet and nutrition and rest. If you take care of those things, my goodness, it makes you such a better athlete, such a better football team, gives you a chance to win, especially late in the season, and we've never been able to address that. So part of the building of this facility isn't just having a cool facility. I mean,
right. It's
literally attacking the nutrition for this football team and being able to feed them at a high, high level. I mean, that alone, people have no idea the premium that puts on us winning football games. That's a big, big deal.
Are you stable enough in your own right, in your career, no matter what happens this year, you're okay and you can hold your head high and say you're better than when you came?
Well, there's not one statistic you look at that doesn't show that. I mean, everything from wins to recruiting to fundraising to community interest
facilities.
To whatever facilities, you name it, everything is better. I mean, we're proud of that, but we're not satisfied at all. We have a lot. I'm going to be here for a long, long time. We're going to win a bunch of football games. We're going to get this thing rolling. But here's the deal. You had to roll up your sleeves, and you had to be tougher than the situation. And so many times in places like UNLV, everyone just throws their hands up and panics and restart. It's like, nah, we're here for the long haul. And if you think about every decision we've made, it's always been about the long-term projection of the program. Nothing's been a quick fix at all. You know, if you didn't want to do it the right way, if you didn't want to go to class, if you want to make bad off-the-field decisions, then you got a ticket out of town, you know? If you, you know, I mean, we went out and we talked about, you know, we didn't raise money to throw it into, like, you know, raise $2 million to throw into recruiting or just, you know, we went and we invested everything into the 40-year plan of the program, not the 4-year plan of the program. So we're proud of that, and we're going to benefit from it now.
I think you should be proud of the fact that you're probably UNLV's greatest fundraiser ever. When you start looking at the overall numbers, nobody's gotten more done in less time than you have.
I don't know if that's a title you want.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Hey, you know,
you have it, but you have no choice. But is it?
Between that and the tours of facilities, I get a hell of a job at like Universal Studios or something, right?
Yeah. Well, when I took the tour, you told the guy with the hard hat that's the last one for a while, and then I see like 10 people on Twitter that like, in the next week you're getting more tours. Like you've been spending more time giving tours than anything.
Oh
in that place.
Man, it's unbelievable. That's what one thing exciting about this season too. Is not having to, you know, grab a briefcase and go running out to raise more money, you know, in the middle of the season. So, you know what, but that's, you know, that was the long, when you looked at the job, you know, 4 years ago, and you said, well, how are we going to move this thing forward? It wasn't going to be by grabbing a pen and out X and O on somebody. It was like literally investing and building in the infrastructure of the program.
Right.
And like I said, we're going to benefit from it now. So it's exciting. And we got a good football team now. I mean, literally, you know, we stay healthy. We keep our guys on the field. It all take care of itself, you know.
Do you believe you don't have to win 42-40 every week anymore? Because that's always been the thing with UNLV. Is
yeah.
Like, can you stop people?
I believe we can. I think you're going to see a marked improvement defensively. You know, I mean, again, I think we've upgraded the talent level. I think this last recruiting cycle was really beneficial, and then some of those guys were able to redshirt last year. And these last 2 years, I think we've recruited at a much higher level than we had in the past. So I'm excited about that, and I think you're going to see it.
Well, Coach, it all gets underway August 31st over at Sam Boyd Stadium for the final year. We appreciate your time. Congratulations on a fantastic, successful offseason and the Fertitta Complex. It's awesome to watch. What is the most, like, everyone's adjectives are always so different. What are people most pop out when you take them to that tour? What do they really pop off on? Because I saw Icky Woods be like, wow, look at the barber shop. You know,
yeah.
Like, everyone has something that they really get excited about. What's the one that they you see the most?
Well, the first room you walk into on the tour, well, the second room you walk into is actually the locker room. And as soon as they walk in the locker room, they see the size, the scope in those lockers. Their eyes are like, whoa, you know. But there's a lot of woes throughout the tour. So
that's cool. Well,
yeah.
Coach, we appreciate your time.
Appreciate
Thanks so much.
Thanks, man. Go Rebs.